Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
This past weekend, the Texoma Cattlemen's Conference had a great lineup of speakers, including the Chief Sustainability Officer of JBS USA, Cameron Brutt, who says that often we lose focus about the folks that we really need to be talking to, potential consumers of our product, not those who simply hate modern production agriculture.
I think we too often engage in conversations with people who don't want or desire our product, when there are the vast majority of Americans, 90%+, who love our product and want it and enjoy it every single day. And so when we're dealing with these threats to our industry, whether it be animal welfare activism or environmental activism, I think we always have to keep in mind that Americans are meat eaters. They love our product. And so an issue such as sustainability, I view it as a tremendous opportunity for American farmers and ranchers. It is an opportunity to share who we are, what we believe in, why we do what we do, and how our values align with those of our consumers who love our products.
You clearly believe we have a very good story to tell.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's not just telling your story, it's engaging in a dialogue. So if someone has concerns about meat, and they're a meat consumer, we should have the courage to talk about their concerns. They might not be right all the times, but they may have some legitimate concerns. So it's up to us to engage in that constructive dialogue to help educate consumers, to reflect their concerns through our appreciation for their viewpoint, but to speak the truth and to speak it proudly. I'm very proud of the role that my company plays in helping to feed the world, and I like talking about it. And I think we need to do more of that as an industry.
Sustainability guru for JBS USA, Cameron Brutt, at the Texoma Cattlemen's Conference over this last weekend. Grand champion, the market steer, brought a record price this last Friday afternoon at the Oklahoma Youth Expo. The animal shown by Gatlin Goodson of the Shattuck FFA was the champion Kianea, bringing a record $101,000 at the 100th anniversary celebration of the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Grand champion market hog, shown by Garrison Straka of Canadian County 4-H, top Hampshire, brought $50,500. Grand champion market lamb, Lydia Straka of El Reno of 4-H, top Hampshire market lamb, brought $25,000. And the grand champion goat, shown by Cammy Aller of Garber FFA, brought $27,500, a record for that top goat as well at this 100th anniversary of the OYE. You've got farm news on Ron. Coming up this Friday, the next Superior Video Livestock Auction, starting 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232, our SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 33,000 head, including 6,700 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, 13,800 weaned calves, and 2,500 calves on cows. If you want to know details about when a specific lot may sell or more information about the offerings in general, give them a call, 800-422-2117, or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's a check of our agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.